I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So another
yeah, 175 pounds.
Yeah. We mean lifting machine.
Body fat, how much body fat?
I'm around like 10 or 11.
Okay. I got to fill out a consultation form. I got some things to figure out.
Yeah. Another thing on my docket that I'm worried about is Greg, I can't give up the game, man. I still think I need to be out there getting buckets. I still need to think I need to be out there playing softball. One of the things that always like just scares me to death is injury at my age. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And what I'm always trying to balance out and kind of minimize the risk of is the risk of injury. What are some ways I can do that as a 40-year-old? I guess they call him weekend warrior now. Like, what? How can I put myself in the best position possible to not get hurt going out there?
Man, you're gonna hate this answer. Mm. Flexibility.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Literally just touching your toes. I mean, there's a lot of fancy ways to do it, but just mm-hmm. touching your toes will save your joints. It's lack of mobility in the joints that bites people the most when they're weekend warriors. Mm. But to encourage that, like, yeah, stretching is great, but when you go to the gym, instead of doing really isolated movements like a bicep curl, mm-hmm. you're way better off doing the stuff you see on Instagram, like that complex where they're driving their knee and standing on one foot, like mm-hmm. all of those weird movements mm-hmm. that create stability. Mm-hmm. That's your jam right now.
Gotcha.
And what's dope, and I said at the beginning of this, I haven't done Greg and MapTrition or MapTraining enough justice. The facility you have in Granite Bay is fire. I was going to ask what your favorite sport is, but I think I know the answer.
What do you got?
Is it baseball?
You know, it's funny. I'm not a big baseball guy.
Really?
Yeah, I built the batting cages because I trained a lot of athletes.
The batting cage is dope. Like, it's so dope.
I need to pull up to the batting cages.
It's super fun.
What is it? What is your favorite sport?
Paintball.
Paintball. Okay.
Yeah. So this is what I was telling you. Before I owned the gyms,
all right,
I was
Dwight Schrute over here.
Hang on. Dwight got nothing on me. I was a professional paintball player for 16 years.
I didn't know that was a thing.
One of the best in the world. Traveled all over every continent except Antarctica.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm a 7-time USA world champ. Oh, yeah.
What?
That's crazy. Get,
come on, chat. Google me.
That's crazy. I had no idea.
I literally retired because it's a lot of travel. I was doing 150,000 sky miles a year. So I have a 4-year-old. Wow. I open the gyms. Like, I just shifted focus.
You got like, what is it called? Global. What's the level?
Executive plat.
Executive plat. That's what it is.
With the million miler balance.
Yeah.
And so that's like
all of Greg's friends are flying free on whatever airline that is. Jeez.
That's like just a lot of tournaments, right? Or do you guys have a season, a league, or something like that?
Have a season here in the U.S. Uh-huh. Right. Well, every country does, but because it's equal opposites, right? So like when it's winter here, it's summer in mm-hmm. Australia. Mm-hmm. So my off season was only about a month because I'd play for my U.S. team, I'd play the European series, and then I'd basically get hired as a mercenary to go to Asia and Australia.
Wow.
So I'd play year round.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
that
amazing.
That is really cool.
Well, so that's where all this came from.
I apologize. There is not a paintball course at MAP Training, but it is an amazing course. It has batting cages. I know when I was there, you hadn't put it in yet. I've seen since on social media that the golf simulator is in. You've got the ice tub. You've got turf there to, and then of course you've got the, you know, the weights and the cardio stuff. It's a really great facility.
Yeah, it's been fantastic, man. It's one of those like true catch-alls. Like if you like fitness in any aspect, like you can find it there. Hmm. That's what we built it for. You're supposed to want to go to the gym, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm gonna come up there with a for the batting cage and bring my son through there, man.
Yeah, oh, he'll love it.
Let him get on, get him in the cages. I got to get in there too, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't. I'm not just. I got to be active. I got to be doing my thing out there too. So I got to get in the cages.
Yeah, I'll make you touch your toes before you go in. I got you.
See, I gotta stretch before I get to that point.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, man, I got to get more flexible. Let me do a 2 weeks.
You did out. Yoga a few times on the app, didn't you? Not that long ago.
No, it wasn't yoga. It was just a stretching routine.
Oh,
like
okay.
20-minute stretching or mm-hmm. something like that. So, yeah.
You built or are in the process of building a landing page for the Chatty House and everybody listening right now.
Oh, I have it ready to rock.
Oh, it's ready to go.
It's ready to rock.
Okay. So this was dope. Greg built something out specifically for y'all, like specifically for you to go to, and it's built for ESPN 1320. What's the website that everybody can go to and start this process? Need more learn more about this process. Whether it's fill out the, because I think the number one thing we've been getting asked questions about is the food consultation stuff.
Yeah. So. The easiest place to go is trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320.
Okay.
So that, depending on your browser, it'll either take you to the scheduler where you can just set up a nutrition consultation with me, or it'll take you to the homepage where we actually have a built-in macro calculator. So it'll show you exactly, based on your weight, height, and age, what I would recommend for your calorie count. And you can play with it, the percentages of protein, percentage of carbs, percentage of fat. But if you're looking at that and you don't know what to do, that's when you should really book an appointment, and I'll help you design that plan. If you just want a one-off so you can get going, awesome. Happy to help. If it's something that you want to jump into, something that's more accountability-based and you're working with me on a regular basis, we have that too.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Train
one more time
Matt.
With it. Trainwithmap.fit.
/ESPN1320.
/ESPN1320.
Well, we lost Kenny. He's going to fill out his consultation.
I got to do what I got to do, man.
No, I get it. No, I got you. I got you. Man, thank you, one, for coming in and spending time with us. Thank you for all of this. Like, this is awesome. We want the crew to be healthy. We want ourselves to be healthy. I had been talking about my struggles of not really being able to do the things I want to do, feeling like maybe I'm just getting older. Maybe this is just my life now. Mm-hmm. And then we linked up, and a couple of changes here, a couple of changes there, a little extra motivation, a couple of cold tubs, and now I feel great. Not that things don't occasionally hurt still, but still, like, I feel like my work in the gym over the last month or so since we got together has really been on point. And I don't know what's in those cravings crushers, but those work. I'm dead serious. Like, if you really want to try something, try Greg's cravings crushers, because those, again, I don't even want to know what's in them at this point. I just know when I was like, hey, why am I not? It works. This is perfect.
Little leprechaun dust. Just trying to keep you away from the treats.
Fine.
Doing my best.
It works.
I need some of those, and I need the protein joints, man.
Yeah. I think we both need to have a protein shake just sitting in here with us through this 4-hour show.
Oh, yeah.
I think we
4
both
hours?
Need to do that.
Be starving.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Well, we got Oreos and yeah. and different snacks.
That's it, man. But like I said, my first step was, I got my water. Me and my wife, we drink, I don't even know what this is. This is, I don't know. It's.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I do know. I think it's 32 ounces, maybe
I don't know. It's your cup. I don't know.
I filled this up twice and drink it throughout the day. So that's the thing. So I think it's 32 ounce starting there. And then, you know, after a week or two, you know, up it a little bit more, whatever the case may be. But like you said earlier, I'm all about you just take your steps. I don't need to go from zero to 60. Like, let me take my steps. I'm going to get there.
100%.
Greg, I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thank you. I love this.
Thank you so much, brother. In addition to trainwithmap.fit /ESPN1320, of course, there's maptrition.com as well. We'll come back more ahead. Dealing with KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN1320. Oh, I actually said that wrong.
Oh, no. No, wait a minute. Yep. Are you for real?
No, that's a shoot.
Nah,
that's
that
a shoot.
Happen.
That's a shoot. No, there's nothing. No, it's a big event. I don't know who's called.
That's what I'm saying. Nah.
This got to be a typo.
Nah.
Why, what's going on?
No, that can't happen.
We
that
got our schedule, our giveaway schedule for next week, and I saw Nicki Minaj pop up. We have Nicki Minaj tickets all weekend on 102.5 KSFM. Next week, we have tickets to our Khalid concert that we're presenting at the venue on October 5th. That's our show. That's dope. We also have tickets to Aftershock. Now, the verbiage of this is very specific. Go see Cypress Hill. I think Cypress Hill and Tech N9ne are both performing at Aftershock.
Okay.
I know, mean, it's a big show. I will be fascinated to see the response for this.
Yeah.
I will be fascinated.
Yeah.
In any event, I'll keep it moving here. Big thanks again to Greg for coming through. Our partnerships on the on this radio station here are obviously like really important to us, and the work we do with Greg is terrific. Sky River Casino obviously couldn't ask for a better partner. And then, of course, Matthew's Mattress, who presents the Chatty House.
Yes.
The most important component of all of this. And even though Labor Day is over, the Labor Day Mattress price war is still going on. Mm-hmm. There are all sorts of things going on over at Matthew's Mattress, where you can head over now and pick out a variety of different beds with special bonuses like a adjustable bases. Everybody gets bamboo pillows, mattress protectors, all of that stuff involved. You can still get special financing even though Labor Day is gone. You can enjoy 36 months special financing with zero interest, with no money down, on approved credit, with equal monthly payments required. Just go to matthewsmattress.com and find the location nearest you. Go in the store. Tell them D-Lo and Casey sent you. Mm-hmm. Tell them you're part of the Chatty House. And, man, sleep like a king. We talk about supplements, food, training. Yo, we spend up to 9, 10 hours if you're a really good sleeper in bed.
Right.
Invest in your bed. It's really, really important.
Yeah.
And with financing options like what Matthew's Mattress has right now, it's a perfect time to do it.
You also got the Matthew's Mattress signature, because if you buy by 5, you can sleep by 9.
Indeed.
You got that free same-day delivery and removal of your old played-out set.
And it is played.
Yeah.
It is played.
Get it out of here.
And Kenny going to be sleeping on it in a different room if he don't go get his... If you don't go get his mattress,
that's what gotta take care of business.
You got a busted mattress, you can sleep on it in the east wing of the house.
There ain't no wing in the house.
We're gonna have the butler drop you off over there with your stupid ass mattress. MatthewsMattress.com. Find the location nearest you. Let's talk Kings.
Yeah, man.
I planned this poorly. I apologize. I just look like there's a lot of King stuff I want to talk about, especially with DeMar making the rounds because of the book. Then James joins us.
Hey,
might be the only show in the country that's going to focus on the local sports franchise for like 2 hours during the first week of the NBA NFL season. My apologies.
That's what we do, man. It's a King's town, man.
It is. But my apologies for the poor planning on that. Top 20 games of the King season. Mm-hmm. Game number 19. This was a familiar one for me.
Well, let you take it away here.
The Kentucky connection was on fire in this one. I know this because I watched this pretty intently. This is the second game on Kenny's list that featured the Sacramento Kings beating the hell out of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Always a good time.
When they first made the list, I looked at the wrong game. I saw March, and I thought, oh, here we are. We're right here. We're cooking. It's all good. And then you started describing it, and I'm like, that's not what I watched. What? Oh, they beat their ass a week earlier.
Yeah.
Missed that one.
I think when you realize you watched the wrong game, it's when I said Keon Ellis started.
Yeah, I was very confused. Very, very confused.
Now, I'll tell you guys.
Well, my number one thing was, why didn't he lead with what Malik and De'Aaron did? I was like, he's really bad at this. Why is he so bad at this? Like, the story is De'Aaron
or
and Malik.
Domas.
Well, yeah. Gracious. Yeah.
Kings, Lakers, March 6th, game number 14.
Yep.
Kings win 130 to 120. In a game that didn't feel that close. Like, it wasn't a 10-point game. For the most part, in the second half, it was around 15 or so. LeBron almost died trying to bring the team back. And
well, poor LeBron.
It was completely out of gas getting them to 6 or something like that. But, yeah, man, great win by the Kings. Highlighted again by the franchise doing what he does, De'Aaron Fox. 44 points on the night at Crypto. Great performance. One of the notes that I have here is, I don't even think I'm speaking in an hyperbole. I think I'm being 100% spot on when I say this. I think when De'Aaron Fox sees Austin Reeves, he thinks he turns into Michael Jordan. He's Austin Reeves. And he's like, well, it's time for me to hit 63 in the garden. I mean, abuses that guy. Abuses him. And that's kind of what happened yesterday in that second quarter. Austin Reeves, for whatever reason, started guarding De'Aaron Fox, and De'Aaron Fox was like, oh.
That happened yesterday?
Well, in the game I watched. in the game on March 6th, that's what happened. Just destroyed Austin Reeves. Austin Reeves also watching this game. He's a good ball player.
Now here it comes.
He's safe to say he's probably the most overrated player in basketball.
Oh, there's got to be little question about that.
He is nothing more than
eighth ranked in that position?
Yeah. He's nothing more than just an okay player. That's all he is.
Yeah.
He is not signature shoe worthy. Big three worthy. Stop. Like, at best, he's an average basketball player. And I like his the skills that he does. I think he's cool, but he's clearly the most overrated player in basketball. Clearly. De'Aaron destroyed him like he always does.
And the thing is, listen to the words carefully. Like, he's a good basketball player.
Yeah, he's good. He's got skills.
But they talk about him as if he's like an all NBA player.
Right. Right.
And he is not that.
Big three. LeBron, Reeves, and AD.
No.
Stop it. And speaking of AD, I mean, Sabonis just destroys this guy every time he plays. So AD out there fumbling around, falling around, doing all this other stuff.
He was particularly awful this game.
He was awful. And Sabonis was just, hum-da-dum-da-dum, let me get a triple-double, let me get 20 rebounds on you. 16 points, 20 rebounds, 12 assists
Crazy. For
Domas in this game. He was phenomenal. But you mentioned it, the Kentucky connection.
Mm-hmm.
Malik Monk came in cooking.
Yeah.
17 first half points, 26 on the night, 8 assists to go along with it.
That's the one, too,
and
right there.
He was fantastic. At one point in this game, Let me get to my notes real quick here.
32 team assists.
It was Davion Mitchell was having a good game as well. At one point, with 4:19, actually we'll go a little later, with 1:40 left in the first quarter, the Kings were down 37-18.
Mm.
They ended the game on a 10-0 run in that quarter to be down by 9 at the end of the quarter. They ended up having a 21-2 run in the second quarter in this game. And they didn't really look back after that. At one point, they were up by 21 early in the third quarter. They were up by 21. They were just down by 19 in the first quarter. They were up by 21 at one point in the third quarter. And it was, we said it when we thought we were watching the same. It was a fun game. Game to watch.
This was a blast.
This was some good stuff. And like I said, De'Aaron Fox.
It's a theme when the Lakers get their ass beat by the Kings. This is fun.
Oh, it's always good times. Always good times. But
the performance from Malik and De'Aaron and then what Domas just casually did.
Come on. Come on. And then Keon Ellis. He came in and he was part of what I thought was an energy shift in that game. He came in, put D'Angelo Russell in hell, started locking up, hit some open threes, ran the break. He played really, really well in this game. And he was like maybe the second or third person off the bench. He wasn't sixth man type, but he came in there, you know, maybe trying to give a spark, or they were down. Maybe he was trying to change some energy, and he absolutely did that. Keon Ellis was really good in this situation. Really good. I had a couple notes. You know, I like to take my notes.
You mentioned Davion. He didn't miss.
No. It's cooking.
Like, not figurative, like not figuratively. Like, he literally, he did not miss.
4 from beyond the arc.
Mm-hmm.
He was cooking. Mm-hmm. He was cooking. Let's see some of the notes. Poor Kevin Huerter. Couldn't shoot to save his life at this point.
Oh.
That was tough. Couldn't make anything. He finished with... Oh.
Well, yeah. Forget the shooting percentage in the minutes played.
12 minutes. 2 points.
Yeah.
I mean, and he was part of the starting group that got off to a terrible start. So, Vlade and Vivek were at this game sitting courtside.
Of course, why wouldn't Vlade be there? Because, yeah.
Vlade and Vivek sitting courtside at this Lakers game. Just chilling, just hanging out. I watched the Lakers broadcast. So I don't know if this was ever brought up on the Kings broadcast or not, but no, just... Vlade and Vivek just sitting there. It's all good. Not like he didn't fire him.
Well, there's speculation that maybe he wasn't fired, but I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? I don't know. He's around an awful lot.
He is, and I'm glad he is. I like Vlade Divac.
The player.
And just the person.
The person, for sure.
Yeah, stay around. We've moved
just
on.
Just not the executive.
We've moved on. Well, some people haven't moved on because Luka's doing what he does. But I've moved on, Vlade. You're fine. You come to the Golden 1 Center, you're getting a standing O, you know, from your boy. Don't do that.
Okay, no, from your boy. I don't think he gets a standing O.
He should.
Okay, well, he doesn't.
He should.
Okay, that's
I'm
fine.
I'm telling everybody right now, he should. Vlade Divac at any
Well, how many times?
Up.
He's always there. Like, how many times does he need to get a standing ovation? He's
every
literally.
Time.
No, he doesn't. He's
Brad
sitting,
Miller does.
No, well, that,
he's
well,
got season
okay,
tickets.
Well, we know why Brad Miller gets a standing ovation. He's high and everybody loves it. Half the fans walking into the arena past him smoking a joint outside. Of course they're excited to see Brad Miller.
I saw Brad Miller out in front of the Sawyer one time. Ooh, that's strong.
This stuff just lives in his hair. I don't know if he knows this or if he even cares.
But yeah, every time Vlade is in the building, he needs a standing ovation. That's Vlade Divac here in Sacramento. Show some respect.
Okay.
Show some
Settle
respect.
Settle down. Will you relax?
You guys treat him like he Buddy Hield.
No one treats
him like he Marvin Bagley.
Nobody treats him like he Buddy Hield, and no one even pays attention to Marvin anymore. They do not treat Vlade like he's Buddy Hield. They give him a proper... All right, we don't need to clap for you the 41 times that you're here.
They do it for Brad Miller.
Brad is high. They like Brad because he's high, and he might be a smidge bit intoxicated. He's probably the most relatable guy down there. And he didn't draft Marvin Bagley, so it's fine.
Vlade deserves his flowers.
You could say it as many
every
times.
Every time he comes through the
You can say it as many times as you want to.
Follow my lead, everybody.
Okay.
But yeah, Vlade and Vivek.
For the 27th time this season. Please welcome Vlade Divac. Like, all right, pal.
Remember when Vlade was there, like, it wasn't long after he had gotten fired. It was like the next season. And
it was like game two.
He was there at the game. What the hell
is he doing here? Yeah, he was not cheered that night. Like, sorry, you don't have no business here.
LeBron dunked on Alex Lynn in this game. That was interesting.
Oh, I must have missed that.
He ducked that. on Alex Lynn. Mike Brown won a challenge.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything went right this game. Mike Brown won a challenge, and De'Aaron Fox raised the roof on them boys. Halfway through the third quarter, he had 30 points, and he raised the roof.
Man.
So.
44 for De'Aaron in this one, 26 for Malik. You said 17 first half points?
Yeah.
For Malik?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He was lights out.
One of many victories against the Los Angeles Lakers last year.
And stay tuned and see if another Kings Laker game is on the top 20 games of the season. We've already had
it's
two.
It's just my opinion that all four of them should be in there. I mean, anytime you beat the Lakers, just put it on the list on principle alone.
the day we do some extra ones, we'll just throw that one in there too.
Just do some extra ones. We're talking Kings. Let's hear from the newest King.
Hey.
DeMar DeRozan. His new book is out. If I was a professional, I'd have the name. There it is. My Story of Chasing Calm. That's the name of, boy, he is dressed like a dude from Los Angeles in this clip, ain't he? Oh, my goodness. He is dressed like some, he just left a pop-up. Here is DeMar DeRozan from First Take this morning.
Conference before you made that decision.
One, I wanted the challenge. I feel like when you take on a challenge, it brings the best out of you every single night. You know, me looking at the Western Conference, playing in a Western Conference before, it brings the best out of you. You know, and I kind of wanted that challenge. Like you said, I look forward to playing every single night, but I also want that challenge every single night and being able to play with a guy like De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis. With the year that they had before, you know, even last year before injuries, and you know, they was a top team in the conference. You know, I just felt like I could be that piece that could definitely take them over the top. And the way they even approached me, they had the utmost belief in me that made it feel even, you know, more than possible.
Two things that stand out about DeMar's recent tour. One thing, this particular clip. Once the camera zoomed out, he was clearly not from Compton anymore, for those that can see the logo on the shirt. But two, it looks like it came straight out of Kenny's closet. He clearly he wanted to be wanted.
Mm.
And he, you know, we had these reports that the Lakers, the Clippers, the Heat, they were all interested. I didn't know about the Sixers until DeMar said it on Paul George's podcast. Mm-hmm. But we knew about the other three, and we knew, and he didn't say this, we heard it was really kind of the Clippers and the Kings there at the very end, and then we just started doing math, like, this doesn't work.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. And based on what we knew about DeMar, what he wanted, and what we knew about the Clippers' reality, mm-hmm. but it's the second media appearance, major media appearance in the last couple of days, the other one being the Paul George podcast, where he talked about the way Sacramento approached him. Mm. And it's clear the fact that Sacramento wanted DeMar, that he wasn't plan B, he wasn't plan C, he wasn't, if this falls through, we're going to go after him. Oh, come in here, could you take a little bit less money? The Sacramento Kings want DeMar DeRozan. Give us 1 second. We're dealing with Danny Ainge over here. We're trying to get this figured out. You are target one on our list. But we've given Danny a deadline on executing this trade. Once we do that, we could get back to this conversation. Mm-hmm. Danny ignores us. We're moving on. What can we do? The deal happens in a span of just over 24 hours.
And one of the other great things about
48.
About DeMar and that whole process is not only did he want to be wanted, not only did the Kings show that they wanted him, I'm pretty sure, not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure they approached DeMar DeRozan and they came to him saying, we want to elevate to a championship level and you're the guy that can help us get us there.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than just, like you said, the Sixers wanted DeMar. The Clippers wanted DeMar. But they're like, hey, we just want you here. There's a difference between we just want you here on this team,
mm-hmm.
and we want to be great, and we think you're the final piece to us being great. That's a different way of saying we want you here, but mm-hmm. in a lot of ways, I think it could be more impactful. And I think that's how the Kings approached trying to get DeMar DeRozan here, saying, you're the reason why. Like, we got some other things in place, but you're the guy that can get us to a whole nother level. And I'm sure it appealed to him. I'm sure it appealed to him.
Sam, I think this is a separate clip.
Conference before you
no,
made that.
No, the same clip. It's that same stupid-ass voice. That is not my boy. He's probably asking, why did you sign with that stupid-ass team in Sacramento? Stupid. He also said, I could play the clip. It's like it's a TikTok video. It's like 6 seconds long. He said the Kings are making the Western Conference Finals.
I like that. He sees things the way I see it. Well, I don't know if they're making the Western Conference Finals, but I think they're going to be a top four team in the league.
Let's run this real quick just for fun. DeMar DeRozan.
It's my boldest NBA take for the season. Kings Western Conference Finals. My boldest NBA take for the season.
I'm sorry. That microphone is hilarious.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's not connected to anything, is it?
Yeah, there's a string there.
Is it? Oh, there it is. Yeah. I was like, it runs out. No, it just blends in with his shirt. Did you let DeMar DeRozan use that shirt?
Why would you ask me that?
Did you let him borrow it?
Why would you ask me that? Shouldn't I be asking you that?
It's a nice shirt. It looks like the shirt. You're wearing the shirt in the picture right behind you.
No,
isn't that
that's literally
shirt?
The shirt.
That is not.
That's literally the shirt.
And look, it's the exact same shirt.
No, it's not.
You wore it for picture day
what
yesterday.
What are you guys talking
Apparently,
about?
That is your picture day shirt.
That is nowhere near a Louis Vuitton shirt.
I don't
what
know.
What are you talking about?
The Kenny Caraway is over the part where the Louis Vuitton logo's on.
Will you stop it?
That microphone is hilarious, though. I'm going to go demand to Stacey we get a mini ESPN 1320 microphone. We don't even have a regular size ESPN 1320 microphone, but I want a mini one now.
But yeah, I'm with that. I'm with
he's
that.
He's made the Western Conference Finals.
Come on now.
Man. He told, I think Sam, I don't think, I know, Sam Amick.
Can you say his name?
No. So my apologies to Sam. I don't want you to get in trouble for this.
You say his initials.
S-A.
S-Amick.
I'm not.
I don't want to say.
S-Amick. That's the one. I don't want to say. I just say his initials. It's S-A-M Amick. Sam. And for the people who don't get the bit, we love Sam. It's just a joke. It's contractually not allowed to appear on the show.
They won't let it happen.
Sam talked to DeMar as well, and there's a lot of great stuff in that article, particularly the his talk about depression. Remember, he was one of the first people who kind of catapulted that conversation in basketball. Mm-hmm. And I think the tweet was like, this depression is getting the best of me or something like that. And that garnered a huge reaction that DeMar acknowledges he was kind of thrown by. But he told Sam some of similar things that he told that crew on First Take about one of the big things about Sacramento was the way Sacramento approached him. Mm-hmm. Like, he looked at the structure of everything. He looked at the team, the way that they play. He looked at their leaders in De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis. And he took all of that and factored in with the Kings, believed he, DeMar DeRozan, is the piece to put them over the top. Mm-hmm. And as he just noted, that meant something to him. Yeah. He told Sam Amick the same thing.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's when a team, a franchise is looking at you as the missing piece into dreams and aspirations that they have, that holds some weight, I can imagine. You know what I mean? I can imagine that holds a lot of weight. And it's one of those things where, like, to a certain degree, I feel like it's akin to, like, how I talk about if I was an NBA player and the Lakers wanted me to sign there and the Kings wanted me to sign there, or hell, even the New York Knicks wanted me to sign there. If I win a championship in L.A., that's great. It's a great moment. It's a championship. It's always going to be remembered. But if I win a championship in Sacramento, I'm a god. Mm. If I win a championship in New York City for the Knicks, it's next level. And I think to on a smaller scale, that's probably what happened here. Like, I could go somewhere, and yeah, Philly's thirsty for a championship. The Clippers are too, but Sacramento is just different. I come out to this in the summer league at the Intuit Dome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting that reception.
Mm-hmm.
In Philly, I'm not getting that reception. In the summer league, I come into the Golden One Center, and it's one of the biggest moments in the last 10 years for the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
It's just different, man. It's different. I'm not saying one's better than it, but it is different.
It's different.
I think you saw how things are different.
I'll read this quote from you. There is an audio of this. This is Sam's article. Again, I don't want to dig too much into this. The Athletic is a pay site. I strongly encourage everybody go reads Sam's article. It centers around the book, as a lot of the stuff you're seeing over the last couple of days does. But the last paragraph pertaining, and there's a couple of paragraphs pertaining to the Sacramento Kings, including when Sacramento got on his radar and so on and so forth. But the last paragraph, quote, "I'm extremely excited just for the opportunity of feeling like I could be the missing piece that they needed. Me just being a fan of the game, I pay attention to everything that comes about in our league. And you see the excitement they've had 2 years ago. You see the fan base. You see the winning culture that they were fighting towards in anything related to winning. When you see it from the outside, it lets you know as a competitor, as a winner, that it's something you want to be a part of. Even when they had the theme of lighting the beam, it just shows you how connected they are to the fans. The organization was connected with the players in a sense of doing everything we possibly can to compete at the highest level to win." Already talking about we. I love that. Mm-hmm. "And it's just something I see myself being a part of and feel like I can take it over the top." That's DeMar DeRozan to Sam Amick over at The Athletic. He's mentioned the beam a couple of times. He did it with Paul George as well.
Yeah.
That beam was more than just a cute little gimmick around Sacramento.
Yeah.
It got people's attention. Clearly, it got the biggest free agency signing in this organization's history.
Mm-hmm.
It got his attention.
Yeah. And finally, it worked in our favor.
Right.
Because
right.
A lot of times people would see lightning to be, "Oh, well, that ain't happening tonight. Ain't that we yeah, okay." He puts a target on
Timberwolves,
your back a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry,
mm-hmm.
you know, game seven, all that other stuff. So it got people's attention. It's one of, if not the biggest arena celebration, post-game celebration in the NBA today. And in this aspect, it was something that was appealing to a potential free agent. And it worked out in our favor. So love that. Like the beam.
It's taking a little getting used to hearing a player talking about like the winning culture and everything they're trying to establish in Sacramento. Cause it's like, who's he talking about? Oh, that's us. That's right. We aren't goofy.
We're a real franchise.
We're not the Bushwhackers anymore. Like this is a real sports franchise.
Yeah.
That's a perfect way of putting it. This is a real sports franchise.
Yeah. So that's good, man. I love DeMar. I love what he's bringing to the table with not only, you know, with the Kings, but, you know, this book, man. I can't wait to get my hands on the book and read it and hear about some of the things he's got to say in his journey.
This is probably going to be an extended conversation, but I'll bring it to your attention. James Hamm joins us at the top of the hour. We'll bring it to his. More hoops hype rankings came out.
Okay, where are we at here? Well, is it centers?
Well, thank you for not throwing a fit about missing it this morning.
Well,
they ranked the top 100 players in the NBA. Malik was 84, Keegan was 82. Domas was listed as 20.
Top 20 player in the league.
De'Aaron was listed as 24.
Top 25 player in the league. Okay.
I thought that was interesting because I don't think you often see Domas above De'Aaron in stuff like this. But it was De'Aaron at 24. And normally what someone will do to be cheap is they'll be one apart. So if Domas is 20, De'Aaron is 21. If De'Aaron is 20, Domas is 21. But it went De'Aaron, Paolo was 23, Zion was 22, Dame was 21. And then there was Domas at number 20.
It's a good number. Real quick, something that I saw or I was listening to the game that we were watching, number 14 or whatever, and I didn't realize this. I don't know how it ended up or whatever, but they were talking about Domas on March 6th. He had 21 triple doubles on the season. Jokic had 17, Luka had 14, and Domas had 21. And this was before the game was over, so he ended up with 22 triple doubles at that point. That's kind of slept on right there.
Mm-hmm.
22 triple doubles ahead of a guy like Jokic, ahead of guys like Luka, and kind of comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know what he ended up with and what the number was at the end of the season. But
Carlton asked a great question. I didn't even look. I don't know where DeMar is.
My guess. I didn't even look. Probably mid 30s.
I think that's a great guess, but I completely forgot to look. I saw who was number 12 though.
Number 12.
I saw who was number 12, and I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Bro.
So why do y'all make us do this?
Wait.
12?
You know who he's talking about, Kenny?
Oh, you have to. You have to know who I'm talking about.
Because if you don't, then I'm going to throw some more context to it.
Oh, there's context to it?
Well, as far as who he's ranked ahead of.
Oh.
I'm assuming it's Tyrese.
All right, yeah, they got him ahead of LeBron James and Steph Curry this year. I didn't want to bring it up, but you did.
Did you see DeMar?
I'm looking right now.
Okay. All right. We'll come back. We'll find where DeMar ranks on this list. We'll talk. Well, okay. We've lost Kenny. It's bound to happen the way this day is gone. We'll come back. James Hamm at the top of the hour here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
It's understandable.
Yeah. That place was packed. 32 Brews was packed for that 49ers game. I'd love to be there for like a Sunday.
Yeah. I heard it's supposed to be crazy on Sunday.
Greg, it would have to be a cheat day. Be there on a Sunday, man, and just watch football all day.
Yeah. I ain't going this weekend. I thought I might.
You've been spending time there lately.
And the Niners played an early game on Sunday.
They do, yeah.
An early game, so.
They do.
And all the games are in the morning. They got three out.
There's a lot. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I was planning my multi-view. I was like, oh, not much planning here. It's pretty easy. Let's get Ramsey in here, 916-909-1320. Ramsey, what's up, my brother?
I got just a couple quick shout-outs before Ham comes on. First, I want to give props to TBS last night for their baseball coverage. Outside of the host, they had an all crew for the culture. They had Dexter Fowler, Jimmy Rollins, and Curtis Granderson. My whole take on that, who says that the culture doesn't watch, like, or know baseball?
Go ahead, Ramsey.
My second take, giving flowers to someone, unfortunately, we lost today, in Frankie Beverly. I mean, Beverly and Mays.
Yeah.
Those that know, we call it the cookout song, Before I Let Go.
Yeah.
But they had a whole bunch of other songs that are quite enjoyable as well for those that haven't dug in the catalog. And I found out today by looking on the sample website, 50 Cent's Hustler's Ambition was a sample from one of the Frankie Beverly and Mays songs.
Okay. That's a good find right there.
Yeah, that's a good find.
Appreciate you, Ramsey, as always.
Yeah, that was sad to see. R.I.P. Frankie Beverly, man. That's Frankie legend. Beverly. Legend. As far as baseball TBS, I mean, we talked about it for a while. That's what they do. And they do a phenomenal job with it. You know, usually I forgot what Ramsey said was just on it, but normally it's Granderson,
Jimmy Rollins,
J. Roll, and Sheffield, and then usually they keep it at three, and maybe it's Granderson, Rollins, and Pedro. But when Pedro's on there, it's always fun. Pedro's one of my favorites. Pedro is funny and insightful.
The GOAT.
Yeah. Well. All right. I mean, Expos Pedro's was the GOAT.
All right. Chill out. Struck out 20 with the Red Sox once.
Huh?
I think he struck out 20 with the Red Sox once.
I could believe it. He was untouchable. Man, he was phenomenal with the Red Sox. But I love seeing Pedro on TV. He does such a good job with those games, and I'm ready for the postseason. You know, and seeing TBS, they do such a good job with with that postgame show, man. Postseason's right around the corner. Won't involve the Giants again, but hey, it is what it is.
What do you think Farhan thinks of this season?
Well, I mean, it was a little bit of a tough season. You know, it was one of those things where the Vazorp didn't really match up with what we were trying to do. Now, remember, when we have these type of teams and these type of seasons, winning is not what we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure we have the best Vazorp, and the studies say that if you have the best Vazorp with the best Grzurk, then that means that you'll have enough to get into the playoffs. Wins alone aren't really important. Just like when you're playing the game, a lot of people think if you have more runs than the other team, that's what gets you the win. That's not necessarily true, so we're not always trying to get the most runs in a game. We're trying to get the best Vazorp.
Thank you, Farhan. You get no better Giants coverage than here on 1320.
Are you proud of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. As long as you're proud of yourself.
Every time I can throw the alley-oop to Casey, I'm doing it.
I'm Blake Griffin out here, boy.
The way he acts, you're DeAndre Jordan. It's Chris Paul in the other room right there. Best field goal percentage in the league. Back to that hoops hype list. Yes, Tyrese was number 12.
That's crazy. So Tyrese is 12 spots higher? What? 12 spots higher than De'Aaron Fox?
12.
Are you kidding me?
12 spots higher than De'Aaron.
Why do they do this? Because we always have to sound like the bad guys. And we love Tyrese. But that's ridiculous.
I found DeMar DeRozan, by the way.
Okay.
He is 45th. Behind him is Brandon Ingram at 46. James Harden at 47. Ahead of him is Celtics champ Kristaps Porzingis. And then Jalen Williams is 43. Yeah, I was wondering what your thoughts on that one.
Jalen Williams not better than DeMar DeRozan. Not right now. Not right now.
Yeah, that's way too low for DeMar. Yeah. I thought when you – I think KC said mid-30s. Yeah. That's I thought that was pretty
– He's a, he's
more,
a some
more guys ahead of him, like Jaren sharp. Jackson's ahead of him, LaMelo, Chet, Sengun, Julius Randle's at 38.
Now, once again, we got to give the qualifier because the Hoops Hype does these lists projecting. A little bit. This is the right criteria, right? Like they,
yeah, yeah. Like they got Kate Cunningham at 37. Year,
this is what we think is going to happen. So, all right. I disagree, but all right.
Yeah, DeMar 44. That's interesting. Hoops Hype is a site I visit daily. It's one of the worst in existence.
Oh, no.
Between its pop-up ads and just like the slow nature in which it moves, it's taking a lot right now for me to not pick up this computer and throw it across the room. And it's really bad when they make lists because I don't care that Klay Thompson is the 100th player on this list.
Well.
I'm trying to move down. So there's Tyrese at 12. Jesse had mentioned Steph is 14, LeBron is 13, and then KD is 11. And just for those that don't know, Wemby is 10. It's cute. Anthony Davis is 9. Jalen Brunson is 8.
That's kind of high for Jalen.
I would take him over AD, but maybe AD's a little high, too.
AD's high. Ant-Man is 7. Jason Tatum is 6. I'm not being dramatic. This is how long it takes to scroll. Joe is 5. Joel is 5. Giannis is 4. Shea is 3.
Three in the league. Wow.
Shea is 3. And then... Who's number 2?
Number 2 is Jokic.
Number close. Well, obviously you were going to get one of them. Number 2 is Luka.
I thought they were going to say Luka would be number 1.
And number 1 is Nikola.
I mean, there's not much to argue with there, but
I don't have a problem with 1, 2. I don't have a problem with
when do you start having a problem?
I don't know. Shea over Tatum, huh? Shea over Giannis, huh?
No, man, that is a problem. And once again, the disrespect for Giannis Antetokounmpo needs to stop.
The top here's what I'll say about Shea. The top 6 guys are the top 6 guys. Mm-hmm. Shay's not lower than six.
Right.
Like, who was seven? Ant-Man. So Shay's not lower than six.
Right.
Man, these people really don't like Jason Tatum, do they?
Guy stinks.
And look, I know.
Oh, no, Shay's great, though. Like, so, like, yeah, I just Shay over Giannis. Man. All right.
Yo, I was about to I was about to say something.
It's one slot, but still.
I was about to say something, and then I'm glad I saw something, because I'm going to run that back real quick. I looked at it, I was like, Victor top 10? Like, he that dude, top 10. And then I looked at his numbers from last year. I didn't know they were like this.
21 points, 10 rebounds, 3.9 assists.
What?
Probably 2 blocks a game.
Three and a half blocks?
Three and a half. Wow. Yeah, 3.6. Field goal percentage was 46.5. Yeah.
I knew he was good. He was the rookie of the year.
He might be.
21 and 10 with 3.5 blocks.
We're keeping it real. Like, if we're being real honest with ourselves.
Oh, my gosh.
He should be above Anthony Davis.
Facts. Yeah.
Like, he should.
Facts.
Like, I don't care if it's one slot or not. He should be above Anthony Davis.
Look, it's going to sound disrespectful. I don't mean that. He's a better player right now than Anthony Davis.
I don't. That's not disrespectful.
He's better than
that's
Davis.
That's not disrespectful at all.
And I think AD is a little bit better than, like.
What AD do last year?
24-12.
Yep.
Three assists, a steal, 2.5 blocks.
Yep. Yeah.
Wemby's better than AD right today.
Makes $31 million more than Wemby does too.
Oh, man, I didn't know Wemby was doing it like that though. That's big time. Jalen Brunson at 8.
He's special.
Jalen Brunson, 28. Yeah,
I don't
28.
Agree. I think that's the one that'd be like, I don't agree with that.
The crazy thing about this though. And I look at Jalen Brunson.
I think about it, I'm going to put Wemby at 8.
Man.
This is getting a little stupid.
Man.
Who's 7? Oh, 7 was Ant-Man. All right. I'll stop there. I could put Wemby at 8.
You know Ant-Man, my boy, too. But we going to 7? We might go to 7.
Man.
Ant-Man is
that
crazy.
Dude really is. He really is.
Excuse me, Wemby's crazy.
Ant-Man crazy, too.
He is. That's my boy.
Need to stop saying crazy stuff, but he crazy. Well,
Ant-Man gonna be Ant-Man.
No.
He needs to settle down, but yeah. Jalen Brunson, really, really good. 28.7 points per game.
Mm-hmm.
6.7 assists tonight. Number 8 player in the league. Is he that much better than De'Aaron Fox, if he's better at all? That's kind of...
De'Aaron Fox doesn't have the wins that come with that status. That's all it comes down to, really, because him and Jalen Brunson really aren't that difficult, but Brunson's got the more recent stuff, I think.
Securing to Bagley says we're doing too much. He gonna average about the same this year. I don't think that's even remotely true about Wemby.
I don't think he is, but even if he did, 21 and 10 for a 20-year-old?
I think he's going to be
with
more.
With 3.5 blocks?
Yeah, I think it's going to be more.
Bro. Stop. Trying to see if there's people on the list that Fox should be ahead of. I put John Moran. He should be ahead of him.
I could think of one.
Well, I think he should be ahead.
They do this. This isn't us. This isn't us. They do this to us.
I think he should be ahead of Tyrese Haliburton. I think he should be ahead of John Morant. I think where's the other person I saw? Tyrese Maxey. I think he should be ahead of Tyrese.
Tyrese was 15. Yeah. That was another one I meant to point out. Tyrese was 15.
I think he should be ahead of Zion. I think he should be ahead of Sabonis. You know I love
I'm sorry. I'm Montes. Sorry, man. I'm sorry. L.A. Dave has checked in. Wemby over AD, ?? LMFAO. Y'all tripping. Thank you, L.A. Dave.
Wemby is better than AD. Today.
That's facts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.